the Bro Mel
Live.
Show.
We made it to another UFC fight week, ladies and gentlemen. It's time. UFC 324 is right around the corner. Paramount Plus. You're looking at the co-main event. You're looking at the co-main event, man. We did it. What do you think about that, man? Amanda Nunes, Kayla Harrison is out. That's unfortunate. I wonder what happened. I saw that she had like a neck surgery. Like, I didn't really look into it too much, but it must have been like, I'm guessing she had like this injury that she was dealing with. Most fighters do. You're pushing it in camp, and then it just gets to a point where you're like, oh, fuck, all right, I can't fight. Looked like she got surgery like same day or next day or some shit on her neck. You see that?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
Big fight follower, but I didn't see that one. Yeah, I did see it was a neck injury, though.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, that was a big fight, man, so that's going to be postponed, but you got a new co-main event, baby. It's crazy, like, this I feel like what I think it is there hasn't been fights in, like, 6 weeks, and we're used to seeing, you know, watching fights on Saturday, and they're promoting the next card, right. Watch sites, the next. It just seems like this is just kind of like, I think it's going to turn up. Like, today's Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. I think Monday comes around, they're just going to start putting out embedded. They put out the countdown. I think it's going to start amping up. But it seems weird. Like,
Has there been any fight nights? There's only been fight nights or nothing.
Like, 6 weeks. Zero. 6 weeks. But we're back, dude. Embedded was here following me around. It felt good. It felt right. UFC, we're back, baby. Let's go. It's a banger. Actually, you know, let me pull up that card, bro, because that card's fire as hell. It's actually such a good card. All right, we got in the early preliminary fights. We got Adam. Adam actually's training here. I wasn't familiar with him. And he came. He's been training here, doing his camp here. Adam, he's opening up the card versus Ty Miller, 6-0 guy. So let's go, Adam. We got a bantamweight fight. Cameron Smotherman versus Ricky Tursors. Okay. Ooh, early prelims. We got Michael Johnson versus Alexander Hernandez. That's a pretty sweet fight. Those guys both are always in fun fights. Alex Perez, Charles Johnson, blah, blah, blah.
Why is Umar and them on the prelims? I would have thought that they would have been on the main card somewhere.
I mean, I would. Yeah, Umar versus Figgies is definitely a main card fight, but it's headlining the prelims. So that's pretty cool. And then you got Arnold Allen versus Gene Silva. You familiar with either of those guys? Fucking beasts, animals. Natalia Silva versus Rose Namajunas. And then the fight right before me, Waldo Cortez Acosta versus Derek Lewis. That is going to end in a knockout very early, if I had to predict. So I'm going to have to make sure I'm warmed up, ready to go, because next you got Sugar Sean versus Song Yadong. Loser has to switch the last names.
Yeah.
So Sean Yadong, that would be fire, though. If he loses, he's Song O'Malley. So we
either
ship
way,
on
that's
it.
That's pretty cool.
I know. So, like, it's win-win. Justin Gaethje versus Paddy Pimblett. God damn it. Justin, I heard Justin is a 3-1 underdog versus Paddy, which I don't know. That seems crazy. I would have thought they were, you know, a little bit closer. It just kind of feels like it's Paddy's time.
He's just a scouser.
He's scousers don't get knocked out, you fucking mushroom.
That's one pretty good.
Thank you. I mean, Gaethje's fought everybody's fucking and their cousin. He's
fought like four former champions.
He's got more than that. Let's see. Justin Gaethje, let's click on it. 26-5. I remember Justin Gaethje before he was in the UFC. He was beating the fuck out of people. Last fight, Rafael Fiziev. Fight for that. Max Holloway got knocked out. Then for that, Poirier, Fiziev again, Charles Oliveira, Michael Chandler, Khabib, Tony, Donald, Edson. Yeah, that's a fucking pretty gnarly record. But, I mean, Paddy's young, hungry. You can't count Justin out, though. That motherfucker throws bombs, and he thrives in the fire. So this is going to be I feel like it's going to be a chaotic few rounds, and then it's going to be done. One of these guys is going.
You think Paddy's going to choke him?
He could choke his chicken. He definitely could.
Yeah, dude.
You're thinking Paddy chokes the chicken, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think Umar versus Figgy. I think Umar goes out there and handles that. What other fight was there? Oh yeah, Gene Silva and Arnold Allen. Dude, that's a sleeper fight, dude. Gene Silva's, they're both so fun to watch. It's going to be a war. I feel like it's going to be a 5-minute first round war. And one of them, well, fuck, they both got pretty good chins. I don't know. I'm excited for that fight. This whole card, though, is pretty sick. Oh, Alexa Grasso was supposed to fight Rose Namajunas. I didn't know that she pulled out. That's unfortunate, man. But we're back, baby. UFC, we're back. It's super fun, super fun.
Yeah, I got a good ass feeling for this one too. I really do.
I'm excited. Camp's been great. We're done. Pretty much fucking done with fight camp. Right now, I'm drinking water loading. So you're basically drinking 2 gallons today, which is that's a lot of water, man.
There's a lot of
water. Never drank a gallon, try drinking 2 gallons, and I got to do that for the next like 4 days or something. So I'm just literally pissing all day.
It's so annoying. I drink a little over a gallon every day, and that shit's, yeah, it gets annoying. And then my whole body's cold most of the day.
And I'm already, you know, I'm cutting or dieting down. So my the fat I have, I'm fucking cold. I don't have no fat. Hair's blonde. I look like Shaman M&M.
Yeah.
The real Slim Sugar is back, baby. Yeah, yeah. Yep, still doing my cold plunge.
How long did you do it for? 3 minutes?
I've been doing two minutes, about 43 degrees. It's been good, though. Been good. Just water load Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then fucking basically cut water, salt, all that shit, and just fucking sweat it out.
Is it 2 gallons every day?
Sunday, yeah, 6.7 liters. That's like about 2 gallons. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think Wednesday or one of the days, cut salt. So I'm eating saltless chicken.
Nice.
For breakfast.
That sounds good.
Lunch and dinner. It's fucking, you know what? It makes you really grateful for some salt and just being able to eat whatever you want, whenever you want. But it's so weird. There's this thing that happens after fights and all fight. Anyone that's ever dieted and cut weight feels this. You get like this eating disorder after, to where it's like you'll eat a normal sized dinner, and you'll just, if there's more, you'll just keep eating because you can.
Yeah.
And it's fucked. And then you see people like Patty just get, like, I luckily don't really
fat as fuck.
Some people do. They just get really big. I've been super lucky. I don't get fat, and I also try to stay, you know, disciplined as I can. But there's just, it's weird. You have like almost no self control over after like that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that whole next couple weeks. Like, you'll eat dinner and you're just like, what's next?
Yeah.
You just want to stuff your face. It's pretty fire. Broncos got it done. Shout out Purple Drank. If you guys don't know who Purple Drank is, that sucks for you. Yeah, you don't know who fucking Purple Drank is, that sucks for you.
That does
and
suck.
I feel bad for you. Because I am Purple Drank.
The Broncos are fucked
Drank.
Anyways, though.
Huh?
They're fucked.
Nope.
Without Nick's, dude, there ain't.
Nope.
Nope. They ain't winning nothing no more.
That is crazy because, I mean,
and
dude,
he popped up right after that. Like, it didn't even.
I didn't even know he broke his shit.
No, I don't think anybody did. He popped up right after that play.
Bro, that interception obviously won him the fucking game, but that was such a beautiful. That play was so. Oh my God, that play was sick.
Is that the one, the deep pass? I know.
It was overtime, deep pass, would have been in field goal range. The receiver caught the ball. And he kind of ripped it out.
I was thinking of the one before that, but yeah, that was crazy, dude. I didn't know if it was going to get overturned or not either.
I didn't either. With starting quarterback Bo Nix out, Jarrett Stidham is now the Denver Broncos quarterback.
Damn, I got his rookie card too.
Damn. Oh, he's a white fella.
Yeah, most Jarrett. Quarterbacks are, dude.
Jarrett Stidham, 29 years old. All right, Jared, let's do it. Let's fucking do it, Jared.
Imagine winning the Super Bowl like that, dude.
That would be crazy.
Your first two starts are a championship.
Imagine Bo
game.
Nix, second year in the league, gets to the fucking AFC championship.
That sucks. He's a beast, though, man. He's good.
They're fun to watch.
Actually, the Seahawks are crazy, though.
Dude, or the 49ers just suck.
No, I was like, a couple weeks ago, the 49ers looked so good. I was like, damn, they got Super Bowl
Anyone
contentions.
Anyone that Geo's
then,
going for probably sucks.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
The Seahawks destroyed them. Did you see the score of that game? 46-6, I think.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was a fourth quarter comeback, but nothing. Yeah. I had one of my prize picks just barely missed it was Sutton needed like 3 more receiving yards to hit.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
Dropped like 3 passes in a row.
Damn, for how much?
And it was an overtime. It was $1,500 for $6,000. But it went to overtime. He caught a gained like 14 yards. He needed like 3 more, and then he dropped the next 2.
Damn, that sucks.
I know, that was tough.
That's tough.
I remember, I was trying to think back when the first time we ever started playing, we played Madden early on.
Yeah.
Early on, like before we even knew.
I think 2000, no, maybe.
Well, it was before we knew you could play online.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't before you probably could play online.
Oh, yeah, it's probably before you could even play online. But then I remember once we found out what online gaming was. Do you remember that day? Do you remember the days?
I don't think Halo? I ever played. Well, Halo. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I ever played Madden Online.
No, not Madden Online.
Oh, I'm Halo. Just saying, yeah.
Like when we first found out what like online gaming was, we went to Walmart, got an Xbox. You had an Ethernet because there was no such thing as Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your Ethernet cord, and dude, we played Halo for probably fucking a week straight.
Dude,
literally just like nonstop. I think Corbin was there.
Me and Corbin went on some runners.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we'd go get like a case of beer and sit up right by his mom's because the internet.
And you guys were like 16?
No, we would have been 18 because we'd have worked. We worked at Limon Lawns the next morning. And we'd just get drunk until like 4 in the morning, pass out, wake up. We started chewing. Fucking something apple green chew.
Ew.
And we're just young enough to feel great the next day, you know, and do the same shit every day.
Damn, it is crazy. That is a real thing that you don't really realize. Like when people like in their 30s tell you like, hey, you know, when you're 20, you're not going to wake up. Like, that's a real thing. Dude, you definitely don't have that same hop out of bed shit. But God, dude, those are some of the best memories. Waiting at GameStop for the new Call of Duty to come out, for the new Halo. Yeah. You know, it's like before you could just download it to your Xbox or whatever. You got to go buy the game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good memories.
I only did it one time. I waited at for Black Ops Ghost 2. Is that that was a game? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I remember me and my buddy Brandon Weiss would just geek out, nerd out. I'd bring my I'd always pack my TV and my Xbox in my car, go to his house, go to Walmart. That. He had food stamps. We were just getting pizza and chocolate milk and just, dude. That was shit was sick. My first MMA fight ever, I just turned 18, and I just stayed at his house, played Call of Duty all night, fucking slept like shit, woke up, like, woo, fight day.
What did you fight at? What was your weight then?
I think it was still I think it was 145. I fought at 140. I literally weighed 145. I didn't cut weight.
You just fought
at my first bunch of my first fights were that. I think when I was 16 years old, I had three or four. No. I had a couple boxing fights when I was 16, couple kickboxing fights when I was 16, then I turned 18, and then I was like, all right, now I can do MMA. Had a lot of MMA fights, like 14 MMA fights from 18 to I turned pro. Had a couple boxing fights.
How'd you do in your boxing fights? You win them?
Yeah. The boxing fights were sick. I had a body shot finish, and then I had one of the sickest KOs I've ever had. I was southpaw, jump left, into orthodox, hit him with the right hand, just folded him. Oh, and that there's like a shitty quality version. I'll have to find it and show you so you can post it. It's such a sick knockout, but it's like shitty quality. And Helena was fire. It was fire.
You see Zuffa boxing? You see the trailer?
No.
Dana's trailer? You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Dana's trailer right here.
What's it for?
It's a minute 30. Zuffa boxing.
Was it like a new Dana White's new? It's a new boxing like
promotion.
Promotion. Zuffa boxing. Zuffa.
Motherfucker's just making money, dude.
There's only one way to find
out. That's fire. Damn. I mean, Mulligan's been talking about it for years. It's happening now. But Zuffa Box, I'm so curious if they're going to eventually... I know he keeps saying, no, we're not bringing UFC guys to the Zuffa Boxing. But it's like, that's what's going to fucking build Zuffa Boxing. It's getting these already established, you know, stars. Like Nate versus Jorge was... I don't know how huge it was, but... in the MMA community boxing, it was like... I felt like it was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're going to do that, bring these UFC guys over to the boxing. I would love to. I think that'd be fucking sick.
Why is there so much more money made in the boxing compared to UFC?
I don't know. I don't really have an answer. I don't really have the answer for you. I don't know. I know it's not like the, like in the UFC, the base pay is, you know, 12 and 12. So like the smallest purse on the card is getting 12,000 minimum. To where in boxing, like the small, like if the opening person, they might be making $500.
Oh,
so like the more money's up top, but even still, it's like a significant amount.
Yeah,
more,
way,
like,
way more.
Do you have the first boxing Zuffa card, which is that's got Callum Walsh on there?
Okay,
which is, he's of Irish.
Let's see if I know any of these. Floyd Diaz, that's pretty interesting. I think it's Floyd. Maybe they're Nate Diaz's cousin. That'd be sick. yeah. Yeah, not familiar with any of them other than Callum Walsh, who's fucking. He's exciting to watch. He had a good fight last fight, and he's fighting Carlos Ocampa, who I'm not familiar with. But yeah, and the Meta Apex is a thing now. Meta basically paid the UFC or whatever to change it to Meta Apex, and all their shits. Is it on Facebook or something? Or
it's a good question. I don't know. They didn't say they announced anything about that. It's on Paramount, actually. I think it's on Paramount. Yeah, but they, yeah, they think it's just renaming the arena.
So it's Meta Apex. So they probably forked over some. UFC is just raking in the dough. Paramount deal, that Meta deal is probably fucking huge. Yeah, I'm so curious what fighter pay is gonna change, if it changes at all. I wonder. To be determined.
TBD.
TBD. Yeah, I'm so curious what's gonna happen with that. I mean, they're definitely, you know, there's more money being spent on the sport, so it'd be nice. But other than that, what do we got going on the rest? I got we leave Tuesday. I'm excited. The Barndo's fucking. Barndo's goddamn done, cleaned up and beautiful. Return confirmed. Ilya, I saw that. Ilya, the award of the best knockout of the year 2026 will also be mine. Hi, bro. Someone just says this. Twitter, Instagram, Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Hi, bro. When do you think you'll fight again? April or June? April through June. Armin, the winner between Patty and Justin. It's crazy. I mean, Ilya versus Patty would be one of the biggest fights, and just like it would just absolutely be fucking huge. Justin says he's there to stop that. He wants to, you know, go out there, beat Patty, and make it Justin versus him. Armin, I'm so curious what's gonna happen with Armin. I don't really see anyone beating him at that's not at the highest level. So we'll have to stay tuned on what comes with that. Michael's vaping still.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Still I just vaping. Decided to quit trying to quit right now, dude.
Hey, that might be what you need.
I know.
Quit. Stress on one day, you're like, fuck it. Yeah. And just quit.
I know. Well, the main reason is because I think I got to stop. It's not lying to yourself, but when I try and I fail, I think it's just fucking getting, you know what I mean? Like the more you try and then you let yourself down and you let yourself down.
Now you're just, it's fine to let yourself down.
Yeah. And that'll like,
whatever.
I've been trying to listen to and redo like a lot of like discipline and like mental stuff. Cause it's like, I don't,
that's what it comes down. That's what it's gonna come down.
That's like, exactly what it comes down
literally
to.
Literally mental.
Yeah. And then, when I hurt my shoulder, it's been, I haven't been able to go to the gym. I still go run every day. I mean, I missed 2 days of running, but I still run every day. But like I was thinking when you were talking about the diet, my diet was so dialed in this last 2 weeks, dude. I just fucking.
You feel ate. Different.
Yeah.
Not eating as perfect.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My stomach will fucking hurt way more.
It's crazy how just like once you get in tune with your body and eating and you can actually start feeling good, you really feel when you stop doing that. Yeah. Compared to if you just kind of eat like shit all the time. You just kind of always feel like shit and you don't know any better.
Right.
So you're like, shitty feels normal. But then once you really clean it up and like start eating good, sleeping good, doing everything right, and then you get off of it, you're like, oh, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
I made sure I stay dialed in through Monday through Friday. Like, I have my meal prep. I do all that with the quinoa rice. But then on the weekends, like, I've been eating pizza with ranch and that shit's so good, dude.
That sounds good.
I don't know.
That sounds really good.
We've been getting Pizza Patron every weekend the last couple weeks.
It's really good. I've been
so good.
I get my cravings used to be so much worse. Like when I first started like cutting weight and getting into fight camp, like used to have cravings, like really bad, like cravings. Now that I feel like I've done so many fight camps, so many long like diets, I don't really feel like I have cravings, but every once in a while I'll be like, damn, some pizza sounds fire. And I'll eat some after the fight. We got football today.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's going to be too late to talk about. I mean, we could pretend we knew who won.
Well, the Rams let us all down. They lost.
Damn it. The Rams.
The Bears.
Is that who you're going for? Yeah, is there two games there or one?
There's the Bears and the Texans, Patriots, Bears, the Rams. So the but NFC? I think Stafford's out, I think, for the Rams.
Really?
And that's big, dude, obviously.
Are you sure?
I thought
he's on Prize Picks right now.
Oh, maybe I lied then.
Shout out to our sponsor, American Finance. It's family owned. American Financing is a family owned mortgage company licensed in all 50 states. No matter where you are in America, they can help you. They're America's home for home loans. If you are renting, you're paying your landlord's mortgage. Owning your own real estate is an incredible way to build equity and ultimately wealth. Buying a house is a big decision, and a call to American Financing is the first step to understanding your options. They don't charge any upfront fees to find out how much you can qualify for, and they can get you pre-approved in as little as 24 hours. They've been around since 1999 and have over 8,000 reviews of 4.7 stars on Google. They're mortgage consultants, are salary-based. They have your best interest at heart, and they offer all kinds of programs to help you get into a home, even if you are self-employed or a contractor. Most people think you have to put 20% down on your first home, but you don't. American Financing helps you as little as 3% down. The first step to home ownership is understanding your finances, your loan, and your monthly payment. And that's where American Financing can really help. And once you start building equity as you pay your mortgage, there are a ton of things you can do with it as it grows. If you're already a homeowner and looking for refinancing to help with a remodeling project, repairs, or just consolidate debt, American Financing, 866-891-7848. That's 866-891-7848. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net/SugarSean. Let's
get back. But you never know, man. Yeah, I never know. God, been getting into football a little bit more. It's more fun. It's obviously more fun, too, when it's like the playoffs right now and then and all that stuff. But, yeah, doing well. Doing well has been doing well. We've been doing well over here. Doing well is going to be dropping here. Fuck.
Oh, he's sprained in right index finger, but he's going to play.
Mm. Yeah, Brewell's going to be dropping very soon. I need to get you a couple samples. I
want to check it out, yeah.
Yeah, I need to get some samples. But, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Doing the taste test for the mango?
Taste test was fun for the mango here in Arizona. They have a facility, so we were able to actually go there, taste it and stuff. It was really, really fun.
God, I've been watching back so much of your 2-year suspension stuff for a video we're dropping soon. It's so interesting hearing you and Tim were so dialed with stoicism. Like that was something you guys leaned on that so heavy. There's this clip from it where you guys are talking and Tim is basically just like, "Fuck, I went in the back locker room. You got the call about the second suspension, and that you're just fucking in tears, and that he's fucking trying to comfort you on that." But it was just crazy listening to you guys on the old like episode 11 of the Timbo Sugar Show you guys just like going fucking through it but just channeling like stoicism and mental practices that you guys preach.
Yeah, I was sitting in the hot tub last night thinking about my 20s. I'm like, damn, I'm 31. It's like I really, really, truly put in the work in my 20s. Like I gave everything in my 20s. I wasn't fucking around. Like once I started making a little money and I started getting a little bit more famous, there was I never felt like I was crazy, but I partied a little bit more. But, dude, 18, 19, 20, all the way up. And I mean, even now, but it's like my 20s, I really gave my entire life to the sport to try to, like, make it, which was...
I feel like that's something you would have to do if you want to make it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there wasn't Fridays, like when I was 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Like, Friday nights weren't Friday nights. Friday nights were Monday go to morning. Bed. Saturday morning, we got sparring. Saturday nights weren't like lit fun. Like I didn't drink till I was 21, but even then after I still didn't really drink much, but it's like, I really put in the work. And like, I was thinking last night in the hot tub about all this, I deserve to be here. Cause sometimes when you're in these spots, you're like, man, why me? Like, why do I get all this? Yeah. I don't know. You feel that sometimes, but I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, I really have put in the work and I deserve to be here and deserve to, I'm excited to go out there and get a platform like the UFC to be able to go out there and do what I love to do and us knock motherfuckers out. Because it feels good. It feels real good. And the barn dough's done. I know I talked a little bit about that, but building like a custom house. I was telling Danny, I'm like, we got to be fucking grateful. We're so lucky we could build a house. Like, we literally built it to how we wanted. And it's brand new. Like
yeah, that's fire. I gotta come check it out. It's done. You guys live in there?
Yeah. No, we're not. We haven't moved in officially yet, but we gotta put the bed frames up. We gotta move a bed in there and stuff. But it's so cool. It's all smart. Like Alexa, I say Alexa Showtime. Like the electrician boys. Yeah. Shout out those guys. Set it up to where it's like Alexa Showtime. It starts. The lights start flashing.
Damn, and then I bet you Elena loves that.
Playing.
Oh really?
Song. Yeah.
I bet you Elena eats that up.
Bro, that's going to be an issue with Alexa. I walk in there, Alexa, play Demon Hunters on volume 10. And I'm like trying to turn the lights on. Alexa. I'm like, Elena, you get 3 Alexas. But it's going to be, I'm going to have to. But you can change Alexa's name to computer or Ziggy.
But she'll catch on like that.
But
though.
She's going to fucking hear me. I'm going to have to say like.
You can't block a voice.
I know. Hey, but you hear a 5-year-old raspy little fucking shithead, don't listen. But she, dude, it's been. I didn't show you the video this morning of Elena carrying out Mateo. Oh, so
I gotta come see him.
Send me that
dude.
Real quick too.
I'll throw it on the pod.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll throw it on the pod.
That's cute, dude.
Look at She's dragging him in his ball pit. And he's just getting so big. Dude, so I can't believe how much he eats. Like, he'll gnaw on a fat, like, we'll give him a fat piece of steak and he'll just gnaw on it. But he loves quinoa, loves rice, avocado.
That's good.
I'm like, God, dude, I wish so bad. Very grateful for how we were raised. Very grateful.
No,
for,
I feel you.
We had a loving family, you know. But it's like, dude, Mateo is getting breast milk, just the most golden thing you could absolutely put in his body. He's getting fucking organic food. He loves broccoli. He'll just chew the fuck out of broccoli. And Elena was raised the same way. Like, their joints, their ligaments, their bones, everything's going to be so healthy.
Yeah.
We were literally raised off shit formula. Hot Pockets, Cheetos,
cheese,
Doritos, McDonald's. Literally plates of cheese.
Yeah.
Throw in the microwave.
That shit was good, though.
That shit was fire. Throw in a plate of cheese. We would literally throw in a plate of shredded cheese in the microwave, 30 seconds, take it out, eat it with a fork.
Yeah, shit was good, though.
Or you would put Doritos on it and make some fucking nachos.
Zay's on the same diet. He's Zay's on my diet, too, for the most part. I can't afford the organic, but he's quinoa, the rice,
chicken. Dude, that's super important that it's just eating whole foods. It's like, God, I feel so lucky that we're able to give the babies, like, that kind of... And then Elena goes to Tim and Mariah's all the time. Like, she's always over there, and they eat the same way, and they're eating quality food. So rare when you can just trust. Like, Elena's going over there. She's helping Mariah with her horse chores. She's helping with the dishes when she eats, and like just our compound is so fucking sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
One of my neighbors has 5 acres, because I was able to buy. So I bought the land. I was able to buy another acre and a half that went for another 2.5 acres that went for sale, and then another acre and a half that went for sale, all within like connecting to my property. So I own like a lot of land right there, but one of my neighbors owns 5 acres that I want to. I need to get a big box if I find something. I need like a $20-30 million payday. I want to buy that land, subdivide it into acres, and then have you and your girl, Daniel, Michaela, have the whole family just like literally on the compound. Like that's the goal.
That'd be sweet.
Just need to get fucking paid. Need to get one of these big paydays, man.
I know. I need to find something else too, dude. Fuck.
You're over your shit?
No, I love it, but it's just never gonna pay. Even if I get like the supervisor job, dude, it's only gonna pay like 60, and that's not, you know what I mean? So I've been searching and searching, or like trying to figure out
how to make
if I
want to
go to school, if I do, what I want to go for, you
school
know?
Ain't
like,
it.
That's what I was thinking. So I keep looking up like passive income shit, like ATMs, just anything. I've just been brainstorming. Last time when I started doing that shit, like then this job came. I got like an $8 an hour raise. So I know that if I just keep searching, you know, it'll work out.
God, it's social media. So it's a full-time job. Like being a YouTuber is a full-time job, but it's like, it's crazy that you can literally, and then once you're like working on social media, then it's like, there's no limit. Like
you get
sponsors, you get, you know, ad revenue, but it's such a difficult thing. Like people make it sound like it's almost the easier thing. I'm gonna fucking be a YouTuber podcaster. If you find a little niche that you just crush in, like MMA Guru, dude, like the motherfucker's making millions of dollars, or like I'm sure he's making really good money right now. And he literally sets up by himself a camera and just talks MMA. He's just passionate about MMA. Talks and whatever comes to his mind, and it's crushing it. But again, he's probably been doing it for years and years and years and years and years, and he's passionate about it. And you can't
very knowledgeable about it.
Super knowledgeable about it. You are too about fighters.
Well, I know. I was just gonna say. I mean, he's close to my.
Yeah,
but I just don't have time to do that shit. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing too. You got
so you don't have kids.
You
have
to work full time to provide for yourself and your family. Yeah.
We'll scrap Izzy versus Joe Pyfer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Izzy versus Joe Pyfer. God, I like both. I mean, Izzy, I fucking love Izzy. Izzy's one of my favorite fighters.
For boxing or for in the MMA?
MMA.
Okay, Joe Pyfer. I haven't heard of him.
Joe Pyfer was he's like an up and coming guy.
I've heard of him. I know. I just hadn't heard Izzy's name for a while. I didn't know if you're. When is he fighting on the next 325?
Actually,
he's headlining UFC Fight Night on March 28th in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Joe Pyfer, he's coming off 3 wins, beat Kelvin Gastelum, lost to Jack Hermanson. He's coming off three wins. He's hungry. How old is Joe? 6'2". These are big fuckers. How old is this motherfucker? 29, entering his prime. He's got some serious fucking power in his hands. So that's going to be a sweet kickboxing fight. That is going to be a badass fight. Still trying to get Ezra. Ezra's just running through these local guys and just trying to get him in the UFC, but it's fucking hard, man. It's hard to, I mean, hopefully next year, contender, once contender rolls around, Ezra will get on that because he's just running through these guys. Fucking first round sub. So hopefully we can get him in the UFC this year. 2026 can be a good year for the Red Hawk fam.
How old's Ezra?
Ezra's 25, 26.
I think so. I think he's mid-20s.
He's a young fucker.
How old are you when you got into the UFC?
I was like 23. 23. I should not have been in the UFC when I was in the UFC. Like, I was fucking, I could hang, we'd do some shit, but I still look back on my career and go, what the fuck? This is crazy. Like, the fact that it played out, worked out so well, so perfect. Snoop Dogg commentating my fucking Contender Series fight, like, never, like, random as fuck.
Right.
Helped blow. And then the knockout that came with that, like, yeah. just that alone, like, I was like, this is it. Yeah. I'm... That 16-year-old dream, 17-year-old dream I had, like, this is, oh, I'm on that rocket ship. Snoop Dogg. O'Malley. That shit was crazy. I walked
the alley with O'Malley.
I walked down any alley with O'Malley. And then Eminem making a song and Lil Wayne making a song. It's crazy. Like, name dropping.
And that J-Rob guy, I've heard like three songs. I convinced Zay that was you, that was you rapping that song, the goat. And he's like, what? Because it says Sugar Sean, I'm the goat. And Zay's like, no Sean, way.
Damn.
And I was like, is he good? And he's like, yeah.
That's funny. Oh, what was I gonna say? Keep talking. I was gonna say something.
I don't know. That was about all I had to say about that.
Oh yeah. Actually, I don't know what I was gonna say, but I will say this. There, I was talking to Embedded yesterday. I'm like, my dream, my goal when I got into the Contender Series, you know, like I want to be as big as Connor. You know, now looking back, I'm like, dude, I don't know if anyone will ever be as big as
Connor. Yeah, he was massive. Like,
still, you just yeah. But that delusional, like, I truly, truly, truly felt that, believed that, and, like,
I feel like that's delusional. I feel like that's what got you. That's what 100%. Kept you going. I mean.
But, like, thinking back, or thinking about how huge Connor was.
Right.
But it still like is, but.
It takes that belief, though, like, that you had. Yeah. Even when you were 16, I remember when you told me that you were going to be a champ in the UFC. And my drunk ass said.
You ain't shit.
No, I didn't say you ain't shit, but yeah. I said we're from a small town in Helena, like, getting there. Is like, but I didn't say you ain't shit, but you know, I didn't have that faith, dude. So
but
you
prove me wrong. But where I was going with that was, like, I still believe that, like, I haven't peaked, like, the Sugar Show. Obviously, like, there's still a path for me to become fucking massive. I go out there and knock out song. Me versus Peter at the White House. Go out there knock and Peter beat out. Peter. Like, that's it. That's the path. That's my goal right now is to go out there and see where that takes us. Go out there, beat Song. Go out there, beat Peter.
I think you're dropping him in the second round, dude. That's my
Songy.
Yeah,
he's stiff. He's fucking. He's jacked. He's strong. He's fucking powerful. But those motherfuckers are getting knocked out. Actually, I don't think he's ever been knocked out. But never say never, boy.
All right, Justin Bieber.
Stop it. Never say never. Pick you walk up, out to that, dude. Pick it up. With JB.
Yeah, little JB.
And little Jaden Smith or whatever.
No, skip that. What? Skip Jaden, dude. Skip Jaden.
You been watching any good shows? Netflix, Amazon, anything?
Fuck.
Paramount.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we watched His and Hers. That was pretty fire.
Me
and
on Seth Netflix? It was good? Yeah. I saw it pop up. I didn't click on it.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
The ending couple of episodes
it,
or just
there's movie? Like six, I think. But we watched it in a couple days. It was good. It was. I don't really get into shows too often, but I got in that one.
I love getting into a show. I fucking crave it at night. Like, I just really want to watch a show, like a good show that I'm just like captivated. Been watching this one on Amazon. I fucking forget what it's called. It's been pretty good though, but I forgot what it's called.
I go to bed so early that, I mean, I go to bed at 8 almost every night, even on the weekends.
Damn, that is early as fuck.
Yeah.
What time you wake up?
4 usually.
Bullshit, man.
That's when we go run. So I work at 7, so I have to get up.
Jesus, 4?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's. But Seth's been coming with me every day since I hurt my shoulder, so we go run and, we get up.
Where you guys been running at?
Planet Fitness. So nice. Yeah, dude, I got one at EOS and one at Planet Fitness.
Is it pretty close?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes away.
Nice.
So I get up at 4, make her a pre workout so she can get up. It's funny that hits her. She goes so crazy.
Just like just a scoop.
I don't even do a full scoop, but I put it in there, and she'll go from like sleeping to like, oh, let's go. Just crazy. Dude. It's so funny. But then we're like, so we both have our own goals on the thing, you know. I've told her, I was like, there's no way you could run a 10-minute mile because she hasn't ran. And her first one was 13, and then she made it to like 11.
Nice.
So
That's fun. Good. Yeah. That's good. Hell, yeah. It's always so much healthier when like a couple can work out together.
Yeah.
Or at least both people work out in general.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a relationship and you work out and you get those endorphins and you feel that, like working out is such an important part of just being a human. Yeah. Just getting that energy out and improving in some way. It's like if your girl doesn't work out, it's like, fuck. Just like, it's hard.
Yeah, it never bothered me too much because it was such a ritual for me. It's my time in the morning. Everyone's sleeping. Yeah. Like, I go clear my head. Mm-hmm. And that's what sucks about not being able to lift because I really looked forward to that too. But the way that worked out was now Steph comes and runs because she didn't want to come there for an hour and a half when I'm there. So now she's slowly like learning a couple more machines so that once I can lift again, she can go.
That's sweet.
But yeah, but now she's all super excited about it. Definitely makes it easier, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Or like the days I don't want to run, she's motivated. I'm like, I'm not going to be a little bitch and not do it. And she's doing it.
What happened with we won't say his name, but the foster boy.
It's just nothing yet. I don't know. We're just going
to wait. You guys don't have him?
No.
But you guys were supposed to get him back?
We're just waiting on. Damn. We're waiting on. See what
a crazy life being a little kid, just going from foster parents back to your regular or to your aunt or to your uncle. And then you're just bouncing around. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But as long as you're getting loved by each person, like there's love there.
Yeah, but even at that, then it's like, because how hard is it to, it takes that time to build a bond, you know?
It does, yeah.
So like for a kid at least, like as an adult, I can go in and I can love just like Zay. I mean, that's pretty easy for me to do. But for them, like they got to get that trust and then they're going to be in their head, oh, they're going to be taken away, dude, you know? So then that would be definitely difficult to go through.
And at that age, you don't have perspective like, okay, at least I have a house and like I can shower and...
But that little, I'm going to give it to, he was the most grateful freaking.
Was he?
Yeah. One time Steph, for Christmas, our first year, she put a banana in the Christmas thing, just kind of a joke.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh my gosh, I got a banana.
And he only spoke Spanish, but then he learned English real quick.
Yeah, really quick.
That was cool.
Fluent. But it gave me a perspective in for Zay for how spoiled he really is. Cause I didn't even realize that. Cause when we were at mom's, she was able to do whatever, be retired, like everything with him. And then, when he moved into us, like we don't have the time to do that. So I had to learn. I was like, damn, dude, he was spoiled because he'd pout and he's getting way better now, but he'd pout and be like, what are we going to do today? And if we had errands to do, he's like, and just shut down. So
Elena is, and it's so hard. I mean, like she's so fucking spoiled. Yeah. And like she trains jiu-jitsu, you know, pretty much 5 days a week, which is like the main thing, but. She's the same wife, so spoiled.
I know. I hate that I can't take Zay here, dude, all the time. It's just during that when it starts, it's an hour drive.
Yeah, that's tough. That's fucking.
It sucks, dude. Because then we're leaving at 3:30 to get here at 4:30, and then it's an hour back. Yeah, you know? No, so it's like taking up 4 hours of the 3.5 hours, hours a day. But I mean, it would be worth it, but it stinks because I don't know.
I mean, one thing I hate and I avoided my entire life. Well, obviously in Montana, we didn't have traffic. There's fucking 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
And it's like, not bad. We never in Montana, ever, ever, ever growing up did we get in traffic. Like, I didn't even know traffic was a thing.
No.
Then I moved here and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I've had to drive down to Phoenix one time. And like, I was like, the first time I ever was in traffic was 18 years old. I drove from Helena to Arizona. I was in Vegas. There was like a 6-lane highway.
Yeah. And you're shitting yourself.
I was like, what the I was like locked in. Like, holy shit. There's so many cars around me. And I was like, damn, that fuck traffic. Like, instantly. I'm like, wherever I live, I am not going to deal with traffic. And I've been able to avoid it everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate traffic.
Yeah. My first time coming down on that was with a U-Haul in my truck.
Oh, God.
That shit sucked with two kids, dude. And I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah. But now, I mean, it's like, I get in traffic sometimes. I have to go do something in downtown. It's like throwing a good podcast and it's fucking not that bad. But definitely if I had to do it every day, I avoid that.
Well, I was driving an hour to work every Monday through Friday when I was working at CBI. in the worst rush hour traffic time there and the worst back. So now any hour drive doesn't feel like anything. Like I drive 20 minutes to work and it's like whatever. But even when I have to drive an hour, it doesn't feel like anything because I did it every single fucking day.
Yeah, it's weird how far I felt like we lived out of town in Helena. Now it's like I drive that every day and it doesn't even feel that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Like not that bad. Russ and Chris Williamson, the Modern Wisdom podcast. I'm like halfway through. It's so fucking good.
Russ is on there?
Yeah, it's so good.
I'll have to check it out.
So crazy. I think I've told this story before, but the first time I ever heard of Russ, I was on Twitch. I had like 7 viewers, if that. And I was like, what kind of music should I listen to? I was asking chat. This is 2017.
What's it called? Russ and what?
Russ. It's Modern Wisdom. Okay. And then Russ was... Dude, it's so fucking good. But anyway, I was like, what should I listen to? And someone said Russ. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's his... That's his rap name? And, you know, his name's Russell or whatever, so it's just Russ.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, whatever. I'll check it out. I think What They Want came on, one of his OGs, and I was like... I was instantly hooked. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, like, his music good. Is so good, and he has so many different... emotional mute, like you got the relationship stuff, the hype stuff, the chill stuff, the like he hits every category. But his come up, it was pretty crazy, because when I started listening to him, he was still pretty popular, but nothing crazy. Like 2018, 2019, 2020, like he was growing, I was growing at the same time, to where I feel like we had a similar come up. But listening to his story and his, he talks about how delusional his self belief was, like, I'm gonna be the biggest fucking rapper in the game, like, I'm gonna be. It's like he's like, I already know I'm gonna be successful. Like, I just gotta get there.
Yeah.
That was the same fucking thought process, same mindset I had, to where just listening to him on this podcast with Chris Williamson, who's one of the best podcasters. If you haven't listened to his shit, Modern Wisdom is fucking. He does like 3 podcasts a week. Damn. Like, he's fucking putting out some serious podcasts.
Super high quality too.
Super high quality.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure. I've been wanting to get a good one. I'll like look up some and I'll try it, and I'm like, either the voice will annoy me or it won't catch me.
This one will be good. You'll like Chris Williamson.
And a lot of the stuff, I like talks like that. So
yeah, he's very deep, very philosophical. He got an accent, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about, and it's so, everyone knows it, like the journey is the fun part. Like, once you get to the destination, it's like, you look like back at God, the journey was so fun. It's a good reminder that a lot of the conversation is about that, and just enjoying the journey. It's a good reminder. That's where I feel like I'm able to right now look back, like, okay, fight week, let's fucking enjoy this. This is fun. Like, I get to fucking be here. I get to do this. I've worked 10 plus years to be able to, you know, be in the UFC, to be on the countdowns, to be on the, well, I'm not on the countdown, man. I wasn't the co-main event, but now I'm the co-main event. But the embedded and shit, it's fire.
So what's embedded?
Embedded, just like the fight. You never seen the embedded? UFC embedded? Like,
that's where they do the whole story, backstory or whatever?
No, it's more so the, like, they started filming Friday. So they'll film Friday, Saturday, and they'll post it on Sunday or Monday, and it's just like, it's like daily vlogs of who's fighting. Me, Gagey, Patty, you know, other fighters, and then just post Monday.
Yeah, the shit right before the fights, right?
Countdown. That's the countdown. Oh, usually they do that with the main event, co-main event.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't get a countdown this time. Thanks for bringing it up, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't co-main, but now I am. I'm the co-main. I don't know if you guys know that.
You better get a countdown on.
I heard the dropping it.
So is the new bonuses 300,000? Is that
no, hell no.
What I see that on something that
was a UFC 300. They did that for one time.
Oh, okay.
The people in the crowd were asking questions, and Dana's like, "Fuck it, UFC 300." They had $300,000 bonuses.
Damn.
I know. I heard that UFC say or Dana said the bonuses were big. We'll see. I mean, as far as now, nothing's changed for me anyway. So we'll see. We'll see where she takes us.
We missed a bunch of news in the last little while, unless you have anything else you
want to say.
Like, boxing match, I guess, John Jones and Daniel Cormier on that Russian like Ultimate Fighter show agreed to a boxing match.
Oh,
they were like talking shit to each other. I guess it was like funny listening to both their perspectives. DC, I'm not trying to misquote, so if I do, I'll make sure and cut it out. DC said that, you know, John, you know, seems like a decent guy. Wasn't that bad to get along with him. Like, I got along with him.
Mm-hmm.
John did not like DC. And listen to his side, it was like, this guy's a prick. He's an asshole to be around.
Yeah. They just fucking hate each other. Those two just will never see eye to eye, hate each other. So if they box, that'd be pretty sick.
There's a big height difference. They definitely will never see eye to eye.
That is funny.
That was funny. I don't know how tall DC is. He just looks short.
DC is probably my height. And then John Jones, like 6'5". Oh. Yeah, that would be sweet. Jones versus DC, little boxing match. That'd be interesting. I feel like DC would just fucking throw a bomb right hand, clinch up, try to get some inside boxing. Because Jones was never really known for his boxing skills. He was known for just being able to mix everything up so well. Such a creative striker, but just straight boxing, he was never really known for that. DC's had some pretty good little combos there, but also not really known for boxing. But I would fuck tune in for that. I would love to watch that. What other news we got, you said?
Yeah, the whole Patty versus Dan Hooker thing on Twitter.
Didn't someone apologize? I thought I saw something like that.
I mean, unless it happened recently.
Yeah, I saw the comments on that. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was wild. I mean, I fucking don't know if I can even say what they said.
They were going dark.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, those guys could. I mean, Patty loses, Hooker. I mean, that fight could set up. But yeah, I mean.
I feel like Patty would smoke him, though.
What do you think about people taking low blows as fighters? Like, what's
your opinion on that? I think of, you know, leaving family out of it 100%. Leaving moms, dads, leaving family out of it 100%. It's just not it.
Agreed. Tracy Cortez and Alex Pereira. They lasted about 2 weeks. It was a good run.
I thought Pajeda was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. I saw DC said she's moving up to heavyweight next.
It's fucked.
Yeah. Oh, do you see the gold global or gold? What is that? Golden Globe. Is that what it is?
Like the awards?
Yeah. Where like Brian Ortega, Mackenzie Dern walked out. Mm-hmm. That shit was awkward. Golden Globe or whatever. So everyone's wearing nice fancy clothes. They were getting big awards. And then they announced like, for this next award, we got security walk out. And it was Mackenzie Dern and Brian Ortega in their fight kits with their UFC gloves on, with the belts walking around, or Mackenzie had the belt. And I bet they were like, wow, why the fuck did we sign up for this? It just looked so
cringy, dude.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I bet Brian was like, god damn it, why the fuck did I do this? But
dude, it's cold as a motherfucker in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm wearing. It's not shit.
I didn't realize it was going to be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. It's been getting, you can see your breath outside. Woo! Yeah. That's the worst when you see your breath and you still got to get in the cold punch. I'll walk out butt naked. Oh. Like, all right, let's do it. That cold punch, dude, is so fucking good for your mind. For your body.
Nothing better.
Probably good benefits. Great benefits, whatever. Not even talking about that. For your mind, though, conquering that, doing it, just getting in that bitch. Fucking powerful. Powerful shit. What else? Anything else?
Armin Sarukian bullying MMA guru. I don't want to say bullied him, but he definitely was just throwing him around a bit. It's dope that MMA guru even did it, I think.
Yeah, 100%. I saw that on the old tube. But yeah, huge props to Guru for doing that. He's probably, like, I think I saw, well, he was on Nelk Pod and we saw him. He's like, yeah, for the content.
Did you watch the wrestling clip?
I saw it and then he face planted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guru's a big fucker, Jesus. Boom. Damn, Guru got back after him. Harmon looks so fucking strong. His back looks like mine. But he's just beating him with footwork here. Oh god, I didn't see all this.
In England, zero wrestling, brother.
Armin's fucking jacked.
I'm not even a fighter.
Oh god.
Is that Guru?
That's Schmitty.
Dude, he's a big
guy. That's not Guru. That's him. The first guy was Guru. That guy is the one I fought, right? With Aiden?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was cool. Yeah, I think I might be doing something with Guru here soon. He's kind of a big deal, man. So if I'm, I'll be honored to be able to get an interview with him or be on his show, man. So we're in talks. My people are in talks with his people, aka Garrett's in talk with Guru. So so we'll see. We'll see.
He's saying Monday is what he's thinking.
I told him Monday. Yeah, let's see what he says. But dude, fight week, dude. Tuesday, we gotta fucking leave. And I love that it's on the. It's dude, because I always get a jet to wherever I'm fighting. If it's in, you know, I didn't fucking to Abu Dhabi, that shit would have been ridiculous. But jets are fucking expensive. Stupid, stupid expensive. And I rarely treat myself to a jet. Sometimes, like, if we go to Montana or we fucking went to Daniel's wedding, like, I'll cheat myself a little bit if it's not too crazy. But, dude, my last three, fuck, Boston, Miami, and New Jersey.
Expensive.
Like, crazy. Like, I spent way too much money on jets. But this one, the Vegas, is so cheap compared. It's fucking, I like that.
It's nice. God, it's always cool seeing the team's reaction. Just like being on, like, just on fucking jet. Living in luxury.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just sweet. I feel like it starts the week off. It's a good vibe. The last thing I want to fucking do, fight week, you know, low calories, drink 2 gallons of water, just go get on a fucking commercial flight, piss every 5 seconds. But, to Vegas, it wouldn't even really be that bad, but.
How many calories you get to eat? How does the cut down look like?
What the fuck was that? I can tell you exactly what I eat, man. Low carb. No, actually, I'm doing no carbs right now. I haven't done carbs in like 4 days.
How's training with no carbs, bro?
Training with no carbs is tricky. It's definitely, you feel it a little bit, but honestly, I feel so good right now, even without carbs. This is probably the best I've felt, like, getting into a fight week. Just fucking feel really good. I don't feel like, you go to bed a little bit hungry for sure, because you got to think you have to burn more calories than you get to eat, because you got to lose a little bit each day.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, I feel fucking great. Definitely feel I'd say better than I typically do, but normally I feel pretty good too. But I feel really good. It's the water, man. I haven't even had another sip and I got to piss again.
I hate having to pee like that, dude. I hate that.
Yeah, it's butt cheeks. What else? We got anything else? Popping, slacking, slapping.
This was funny. This is just the most random thing I've ever seen. This clip of Connor on Roblox with his son.
Oh god, I still don't even understand what the fuck Roblox is.
It's like a
Minecraft?
It's like a Minecraft, yeah. I mean, it's like a Minecraft with a bunch of mini games.
That was his son?
Yeah.
Family friendly.
Sorry, chat, for the curse words.
What's this about? So this is a fight? We love this, yeah? Tuesday, every Saturday.
That's funny. Yeah, same. Let's go. Do you know the Kardashian family? Do you guys know the Kardashian?
Yeah.
They actually are cousins, would you believe?
Wait, no way.
What? From like a family tree. They've been at some of my fights, the Kardashians.
Who wins in a fight, you or your dad?
I don't know.
Yo, Connor.
That's funny, bro. God, bro. Having an accent, even Patty, Connor, it's like such a cheat code to have an accent. They could say anything, it's just better, just more funny. I really got to start working on my accent.
When I lived in Australia, everyone thought it was weird that everyone's like, dude, you have such a cool accent. That's crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? What? I never heard that.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Luke Rockhold versus Colby Covington wrestled at RAF. I got called out by a lot of RAF wrestlers. You guys might just see the Sugar Show in a singlet, fucking rolling motherfuckers around.
Be sick.
I'm talking, grabbing their waist and spinning in circles, pa. So we might just see that. You never know. Careful what you wish for. I got the nastiest little high crotch. Jokes. But yeah, the RAF's getting some popularity. Like,
starting
some,
to.
What's that guy's name? He, little, short little fucker. He won. He used to fight in the UFC. He retired. He won a gold medal. You know that guy?
Yeah, I know you're talking. Which one?
Henry.
Oh, Henry, yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He's wrestling Uriah Faber at one of the events. Bryce Meredith versus Muhammad Makayev. Makayev Muhammad. The fuck is that guy's name? Keep thinking of it. Anyway, that'll be a sweet match. There's some fun matches. They got some Colby versus Luke happen. Colby dominated Luke. Just 10-0'd him.
Teched him.
Dominated. There's some fun matches, though.
They take him quick, too. It was, like, fast.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. But that's an interesting rule set. I don't even know the fucking rules, but it's definitely... It's not, like, take down, get up, 2-1 point. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm going to do a match, and I don't even know the rules, nor do I give a fuck.
Just take my fucks down.
And if someone gives me a guillotine, I'm going to fucking make a tap. And if I'm on my back for 3 seconds and they tap, who really won? So, we'll see how that goes.
Versus Jake?
Yeah. But other than that, man, that's pretty much it. I ain't got shit else to say. Mike, you got anything else to say?
I gotta piss like a motherfucker.
Alright, you can go pee. I gotta go pee after. And then appreciate you guys tuning in to the motherfucking Bro Molly show, man. Thanks. Congrats on what? Oh, congrats, man. What up, brother? Come pop in real quick. We're just ending it.
Hop in, Timbo.
Just hop on real quick.
5 minutes.
Say something clickbait so we can use the title. Sit down. I'm going to piss my pants, but fuck it. You got the Yeezys. Talk about everything, man. I said, just got done saying I'm finna get the singlet on. I'm a gut wrenching motherfucker and start high crotching motherfuckers.
Start turning them for four.
Is that what it is?
Turn them.
You pick someone for four.
No, it's freestyle. You take them down, they belly out, and if you can roll them, you get four.
Damn, I'm finna get four on them motherfuckers.
A little gut wrench.
Who's the best wrestler at what weight would I wrestle at? Because I wouldn't really want to cut weight.
The best wrestler?
At RAF that called me out. They have all called me
Bo
out.
Bo Bassett?
Bo, buddy.
Fucking running a little half on him.
You don't want to feel this snap down, buddy.
For real.
I've worn a singlet before.
Did you hit that massage chair yet?
It's pretty nice.
Now, for a $500 upgrade, they had one that a hand comes out and just strokes.
Only $500? We didn't get it?
I didn't get it. God. I just got the one with the bottom. Shoots up the little bum.
The butt one? I was wondering why Garrett was over there going like this.
I know.
Just rubbing his bussy on the fucking thing. But yeah, no, we just got done doing a little pod type shit. What do you got going on the rest of the day? Sunday?
Today, we got a pickleball tournament.
Another one?
2 p.m.
Jeez.
I'm the only two-time champion, three-time finalist.
It's impressive.
It's almost feeling, I'm almost feeling bad, though.
So, but do you get to pick your partner again today?
Today, we get to pick the partner.
Well, how many people were there? How many teams yesterday? Eight?
Eight teams, 16 players.
So today is pretty similar probably or not quite?
Yeah, it'll be similar. I'm going to go Joe Diesel Riggs today.
Dude, that's one thing I cannot wait to get back to after this fight is fucking pickleball. I haven't played pickleball in probably a month and a half, 2 months, and I just cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that too.
Because if we got to start picking our teams, like you got to find someone. Like it could be me and you, or if you're, I mean, you got Matt, you and Cam are doing good.
No, well, Cam's dipping. So that was his last tournament.
Today.
Yeah. Or today will be his last tournament, but I promised Joe Diesel Riggs.
Damn, Joe needs a win. Joe, he can move around better than you'd expect. Joe Diesel can fucking move around a little bit better than you'd expect.
He can.
But so. I gotta go finish my hair. I gotta piss. Life's good. Peace out, chat.
Love y'all.
Deuce. Love y'all. Deuce.